Russia says one thing and does another. On Lisa Brady, Fox News. Another effort to rescue civilians from the besieged city of Mariupol breaks down despite Russia's latest pledge for a humanitarian corridor. The Red Cross says it had to turn a convoy around a day after Russian forces blocked buses and confiscated tons of aid. And there's word of new shelling in Ukraine hitting a residential area in the southern city of Odessa. Fox's Alex Hogan is in Lviv.
Here on the western side of the country, a funeral taking place this morning to honor one of the many innocent civilians killed by shelling. After 5 weeks of war, the anger is as palpable as the grief.
Meantime, Russia is accusing Ukraine of launching a helicopter attack on a fuel depot in Russia, which Ukraine denies, and the West suspects may be a false flag operation by the Kremlin. Closing arguments at the federal trial over a suspected plot targeting Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
Federal prosecutors wrapped up their case telling a jury in Grand Rapids that the four remaining men charged with conspiracy for plotting to kidnap Governor Whitmer at her vacation home were filled with rage and hoping to participate in the start of a second civil war. That they were infuriated with the governor, specifically over COVID policies, and had testimony from two men who were once part of the group but flipped and testified against the other four, as well as testimony from FBI informants. What one of the men's attorneys said in his closing, the FBI informants provoked the men, saying his client was a pot smoker living in a basement and didn't have the wherewithal to plot, let alone engage in such an attack. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The Biden administration says a strategy is in place to handle a potential increase in migration now that the CDC has decided to end a pandemic-era restriction on asylum seekers. May 23rd, the date set to repeal Title 42, which began under the Trump administration to help prevent the spread of COVID. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A U.S. Navy ship will be named after the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
The U.S. Navy names the USNS Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a replenishment oil ship, after the Supreme Court Justice who died at age 87 in 2020. The ship that has yet to be constructed will be a John Lewis-class replenishment ship, named after the late Georgia Rep, both designed to carry fuel to the Navy's operating carrier strike groups. All of the ships in this class follow a naming convention honoring leaders who have fought for civil and human rights. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
They'll try again to stop fighting, at least temporarily, in Yemen, where a civil war began more than 7 years ago. The UN envoy to Yemen says Houthi rebels and the Saudi-led coalition opposing them have agreed to a two-month truce beginning tomorrow, the first day of the holy month of Ramadan, when they've had a tenuous ceasefire in previous years. The agreement also allows for some fuel shipments and passenger flights out of Yemen's capital. The organizers of the Razzie Awards cancel a recent award to Bruce Willis.
The organization hands out awards annually for the worst performances in films. In 2021, they gave Willis his own category for worst Bruce Willis performance. Ceremony bosses retracted that. They said it was not appropriate to award prizes to those whose medical conditions may have affected their performances. This past week, Willis's family revealed that the Die Hard actor has the brain disorder aphasia, an inability to comprehend or formulate language because of damage to a specific area of the brain. People with aphasia can sometimes understand what's being said, but cannot find the words to then communicate. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
An hour to the close on Wall Street, a late rally. The Dow's now up about 111 points. The NASDAQ also turning higher. Oil prices have been under $100 a barrel. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.